You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A little bit after 7 o'clock, have your Mindbender coming up at 7:30. Today's Mindbender is about first dates. So that'll be rolling your way in about half an hour.
That's a good one.
We were chuckling the other day about the lies that parents tell their kids. And we decided this really needs to be expanded into an entire segment on the show and to rope in our listeners to share their experiences. Specifically, what were the lies that your parents told you and you absolutely believed them?
Yeah, I mean, it could also be like your creepy uncle or your grandpa
right.
or whatever. It's like when the adults tell you things as a kid, you will believe anything.
Mm-hmm.
The one that stuck with me for years was, you know, when I was in that age bracket of the loose teeth and losing teeth, my grandpa told me if I accidentally swallowed one of those teeth while I was sleeping, that I would grow a whole new mouth in my stomach and be able to chew my food twice. And the visual of that as a terrified little, you know, 5-year-old, whatever, 6-year-old, of having a whole other mouth in my stomach burned into my mind, man. Burned into it for years. I was so incredibly cautious when I had loose teeth that I didn't swallow them.
Let me ask you something. Is it possible that even a little fraction of your brain will not let that go? In other words,
at all.
Part of you thinks if I still swallowed a tooth today, that could happen.
100% yes, it's still there. It is still there. The same reason I still do not like to put a foot outside of my blankets while I'm sleeping, because a teacher told us in elementary school that a fox lived under your bed, and if you put your feet out at night from under the covers, the fox would jump up and eat your foot. And still to this day, I have to have my little piggies under the covers when I sleep. I can't have a foot sticking out.
Oh, uh-huh. Man.
What do you have? You have any like that?
The only thing that I had all the standard ones, you know, that if you swallow gum, if you swallow, what's mm-hmm. the one, a watermelon seed, you'll grow a watermelon
yeah.
in your stomach.
Or your stomach will stick together if you swallow gum.
Yeah. Then I remember a really odd one. My mom, I guess, trying to make sure that as a kid I cleaned my ears. And her, I don't know if this is a Southern, because she was a Southern lady. I don't know what it was, but her thing was, if you don't clean your ears, you will grow potatoes in them.
Oh, gosh.
And so I had this image as a, I don't know, 6-year-old, that somehow there would be a potato growing out of my head. And I was alarmed
and
by that.
It freaked you out, right?
I was alarmed. There's no denying it. You know, the thing is, as a parent, I just have to say this. There's two reasons why we do this as parents as well. Number one is because, let's face it, kids are just so gullible. They'll believe almost anything up to a certain age. And then the second reason is it's just so damn fun. To me, there's almost nothing more fun in this world than messing with your children. Or messing with other people's children, for that matter.
Oh, that's even more
fun.
That's
the creepy uncle
then you
were talking
Then you
about.
Send them on the way with a
yes.
scarred, you know, childhood.
So you want to share some of the, I mean, we're going to take
yeah,
calls on this if you would like.
So
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We're having some laughs this morning with the lies you were told as a child. What are some of these that you got when you posted it on social media?
Jill said she was told that manhole covers in the street were where hot air balloons have landed.
Why?
I don't know. So I guess there's been a lot of hot air balloon landings, because every time
really
she would
good.
See one of those, she'd be like, oh my gosh.
Really good.
Melissa said my mom told us not to roll our eyes or they'd get stuck in the back of our head.
Oh,
she
yeah,
it's kind of a biggie, you know.
Yeah,
you
the whole playoff of if you make, you know, a face like that, it'll stick.
Yes.
And I will admit that as a kid, sometimes I would try real quickly to make a face
uh-huh.
and then go back as I was making sure that, yeah.
I was told, like, cross-eyed, too. If you, like, make your eyes mm-hmm. cross-eyed, that they would stick, and they
stick.
Don't. They don't stick.
So you would try it. I would try it, but then real fast I would go back because I didn't want to take a chance.
Melissa went on to say she also said this used the same idea when we made faces behind her back. So she said, if you make faces about me behind my back, that your face will stick. and I'll turn around and see the faces you were making, you'd be in trouble. This is the one that I found very funny. Mary Chris, it looks like the name is. I was told my belly button is really a screw, and I shouldn't play with it. If it comes unscrewed, my butt would fall off.
See, you can't tell me that a parent could ever say that to their child and not laugh their butt off as soon as the child walked away. I mean, that's one of the funniest things you can get away with telling your kids.
In parentheses, she says, I now have children and I keep this going.
Good for her.
Yeah. And then Melissa wrote in, she says, if you eat your boogers, you'd get worms. And I'm here to tell you that is true.
You've been there, done that, haven't you?
I had worms in sixth grade.